I'm Tom Rowe, and you've tuned into the Daily Congressional Report for WGXC and WOOC in Troy, covering what's going on today in the 19th congressional district election between Republican John Faso, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and others. The 538.com website currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 89.2% of the time, the same as last week. Democrat Antonio Delgado announced on Twitter October 20th that former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Kingston for a Get Out the Vote rally with Delgado at 11:30 a.m. Friday, October 26th. And the same day, October 20th, the New York Times endorsed Delgado over Faso in the 19th congressional district election November 6th. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union that the 19th congressional district race between Republican John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado is virtually tied, according to a new Siena Research Institute poll. Faso polled at 44% of likely voters to Delgado's 43%. 5% of those surveyed support independent candidate Diane Neal, while 1% expressed a preference for Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield. 7% of voters are still undecided, according to the poll. Quote, barn burner, nail biter, photo finish, pick your phrase and buckle up because this race is going right down to the wire, unquote, Siena pollster Steve Greenberg said in a statement. The Siena College poll was taken October 12th through 16th of 500 likely voters in New York's 19th congressional district, reporting a near tie between Faso and Delgado. Faso was up by 5 points the last time Siena polled the district in late August. Now the polling reveals a district with a split personality. Men favor Faso in the Hudson Valley Congressional District by 19 points, while women prefer Delgado by 17 points. Voters with at least a bachelor's degree are voting for Delgado by 20 points, the poll says, while those with less than a bachelor's degree prefer Faso by 19 points. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg says, quote, each has more than 70% support from his own party, and independents are separated by a point, unquote. The split personality continues with support for the national Republican leaders currently running the country. The poll says that 19th congressional district voters would prefer Republicans maintain control of the U.S. House of Representatives by a 48-45% margin, but also by a 3-point margin. Local voters disapprove of the performance of President Donald Trump. Of course, the poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.6 percentage points, so many of the results could be much different on Election Day. President Donald Trump used his Twitter feed October 23rd to campaign for Kinderhook-based Republican John Faso. Quote, Congressman John Faso of New York has worked hard and smart, strong on crime, borders, and our Second Amendment. John is respected by all. Vote for John. He has my complete and total endorsement, unquote, Trump tweeted. The Daily Freeman is reporting the scheduled appearance of former Vice President Joe Biden in Kingston October 26th is, quote, at capacity, unquote, and, quote, tickets are no longer available, unquote, according to Anthony Delgado's campaign website. Biden is scheduled to be at the Senate Garage in Uptown Kingston Friday morning to stump for Democrat Delgado, a candidate in the 19th congressional district race. Delgado of Rhinebeck, along with Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield of New Paltz and independent candidate Diane Neal from Hurley, are all vying to unseat first-term incumbent U.S. Representative John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook. The election is Tuesday, November 6th. The polls are open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The election between Democrat Antonio Delgado and Republican John Faso has entered the national media conversation several times, including October 22nd, during this report on MSNBC.
According to the New York Times, quote, as the congressional elections have approached, a number of Republican candidates and political committees have delivered messages plainly aimed at stoking cultural anxiety among white voters and even appealing to overt racism. It's a strategy the party hopes will help them defy current political winds, and their plan to divide and conquer is playing out in ads across the country. They've often painted their opponents as others, with the ultimate goal of ginning up their political base.
Big city rapper Antonio Delgado supports their radical government takeover of health care.
Amar Kapanajar is working to infiltrate Congress. He's used 3 different names to hide his family's ties to terrorism.
That was one of the national Republican ads running against Antonio Delgado, featured there in a collage of national ads that are being accused of racist running against Democrats in the midterm elections this fall. The Faso campaign also released a new ad October 21st. This one does not feature any attack on his opponent, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and instead touts Faso's constituent service. It's called John Faso Veteran.
I grew up in Fort Plain and went in the military during the Vietnam War. Being in the military took me across the country. When I was in the Air Force, I had an injury to my leg. I filed a claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Then it's like a yo-yo. They send it back and forth. It goes on for 17 years. So finally, I contact Congressman Faso. And 3 months later, it's solved. John Faso definitely wants to make a difference for veterans like me.
I'm John Faso, and I approve this message.
On October 22nd, at a political debate, Republican John Faso said he did not vote for Donald Trump in 2016, but that he voted for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson in the presidential election. The next day, Trump endorsed Faso on Twitter, and in another debate later that day, Faso was repeating some of Trump's key talking points. The Kinderhook congressional incumbent claimed October 23rd that Democrats have a, quote, mob mentality, unquote, and claimed that a Central American caravan of U.S.-bound migrants was organized by someone with a, quote, political, unquote, agenda. Then on October 24th, Faso left the campaign trail to go see his friend, the president. Quote, I'm at the White House for the signing of a historic and bipartisan package to fight the opioid crisis. Included in the package is the STOP Act, which I was a primary sponsor of in the House. The STOP Act and the larger package will save lives, unquote, Faso wrote on Twitter. Meanwhile, Faso and the New York Post attempted to turn his opponent, Democrat Antonio Delgado, into some sort of anti-Israel radical. Quote, as currently constructed, you know, Israel is not a Jewish democracy. Those settlements make it so that it can't be. So we've got to have a two-state solution, unquote, Delgado said October 23rd at the WAMC News Channel 13 debate with Faso, referring to a deal to share land between Israel and the Palestinians. Quote, Israel is not a democracy. Israel is a strong democracy. It is a vibrant democracy. It has a vibrant free enterprise system. It has a vibrant agricultural system, culture. Israel is a democracy, unquote, Faso responded during the debate. And Delgado answered back, quote, I said it is not a Jewish democracy, meaning that given the fact that we have settlements currently in the region, it is not deemed a nation of Jewish democracy until we deal with the settlements. Until we deal with the settlements, we will have that issue, unquote, Delgado said. The Democrat also responded to the news of the day, October 24th, of the attempted terror attacks aimed at political rivals of the president with a press release and a tweet. Quote, I am deeply saddened and alarmed by today's reports of attempted acts of terror targeting public servants, leaders, and journalists in my home state of New York and across the country, unquote, Delgado wrote. Faso also tweeted about the issue, writing, quote, justice will be served for those responsible for the attempted attacks against President Obama, Secretary Clinton, and others. These actions run counter to our values and do nothing more than divide and terrorize our country. I am grateful for the Secret Service and local law enforcement, unquote. And Delgado also released a new ad October 23rd, touting the endorsement of Republican former State Senator John Dunn of Chatham. Here is the audio of that ad.
I'm John Dunn, lifelong Republican and former New York State Senator. I voted for Reagan, but I'm not voting for John Faso this year. John has voted to please his big donors and special interests instead of us. Faso voted to raise our health care costs and pave the way for higher taxes on the middle class. So I'm supporting Antonio Delgado for Congress. He's the right man with the right ideas. Antonio Delgado has my vote.
I'm Antonio Delgado, and I approve this message.